Today, we begin a brand new sermon series. The series really is designed to help us navigate this month, for our country has a special event coming up on Tuesday. What is it? It's the election day. Now, how many of you have already early voted? I hope you have. If you haven't, I hope you will. We are pausing the pastor's Bible study we have on lunch on Tuesday so that we don't put an impediment in the way of any of you who have not yet voted and are waiting until Tuesday. There is no excuse, right? So go and vote. But this sermon series is designed to help us after Tuesday and into Wednesday and into the rest of the month to enter that time in between the election results and Inauguration Day. Because at the end of the day, when dawn arises on Wednesday morning, we will still be working for a more perfect union. We will still be one nation under God. We will still have work to do as the people of God. Amen. No matter who gets elected, especially to the White House, we still have work to do, church. That's what this series is all about. It's about the work that God has given us to do as God's people, that only we can do in the way that God wants it done. So as we begin, I want you to look at your hands. Our hands are unique among most of the species on planet Earth. What makes our hands unique? Our opposable thumbs, right? They're great for video game playing, I've learned in my own house. Yeah, they can rotate, they can grasp things. We adopted a dog in May, and it's been fun watching her play. Sometimes she'll try to grasp a ball or a Kong with her paws, right, and try to play with it that way, but she can't pick it up like we can to hand it to her or to toss it. If she wants to carry something, she has to do it with her mouth. Well, if we tried to carry something with our mouth, we'd look a little funny doing it, right? So we've been given the ability to grasp things, to pick things up, to embrace. We can do marvelous things, build marvelous things with the hands that God has given us. Well, I want your hand to be a reminder of this idea of the opposable mind. This idea that in faith, we can hold two differing concepts together in tension. And in fact, I would submit to you today that Jesus calls us as the people of God to hold ideas and concepts together that the world would tell us to keep apart. We should live as Christians according to the power of and in an either or sort of world. When the world tells you to choose or, you should ask, I wonder where the and is here. So today we encounter a passage where Jesus says, it's not just loving God, it's loving God and loving neighbor. It's not an either or proposition. You can't love neighbor properly without loving God, and you can't love God fully without demonstrating it in the love of neighbor. We'll get back to that just here in a second. We need to love friend and enemy. We need to have faith and works, not either or. Jesus or Paul taught it's Jew and Greek, slave and free, right? Black and white, rich and poor, you see? It's not an either or sort of thing. We should not keep things separate that Jesus has commanded us to hold together. Opposable thinking. I love the question that this scribe brought to Jesus and the way Jesus answered it. The scribe was looking for one commandment, but Jesus gives him two sides of one coin. Let me ask you a question. If your house were on fire, say you woke up in the middle of the night to find your home burning around you, what would you grab on the way out? You don't have time to take your whole contents of your house out to the street. You have moments. What would you bring? I've thought about this question, and for me, it's my kids. I'd make sure all of my family could get out, and the dog. And if we had time, we might grab the fireproof case with all of our documents in it just in case. But if we don't, we hope that it does what it's rated to do. So what about you? What would you take if your house was on fire and you woke up in the middle of the night and had moments to get out? That's the weight of the question that the scribe asks Jesus. Jesus, if my life depended on it, if this were a life or death situation, an emergency, what is the one commandment that is the most important of all that I should carry with me no matter what? And Jesus says it's this. It's love God with everything you've got, and it's loving your neighbor as yourself. Now, in Jewish belief and practice, the worship of God was central and is central, because in worshiping our great and glorious God, we seek to become more like God, to reflect God's image and God's character. Worship is so very important for us to orient our entire lives toward God's holiness and God's will. What we're doing together today is so important because our goal is to leave more like Christ than when we came in. But that love, that image has to be projected, has to be lived. People need to see God at work within us in order for the love of God to be brought to completion. And that's why Jesus turns his question. On the face, he gives two commandments instead of one, but it's interesting. He says, the second is this, but there is no other commandment greater than these. So do you see what Jesus did? Out of the 613 so commandments, he yoked two together and said, this one that I've joined together encompasses the meaning of it all, right? Now, when we see love your neighbor as yourself, I've heard people say it's love God, love neighbor, love self. You should love yourself. Absolutely. And the Bible speaks to that in many places, but that's not what Jesus is getting at here. Jesus is saying, when the love of God is at work so fully within your life, you will love your neighbor to the degree with which you love yourself. You will seek the same level of respect and of care for your neighbor that you seek for yourself. So if you seek to be housed, you should seek housing for your unhoused neighbor. If you seek to be fed, you should seek for your neighbor to be fed. If you seek good quality health care for yourself, you should also seek it for your neighbor. Now, this dabbles in red and blue. That's not where we're going. The kingdom of God has its own politics that are independent of whether you vote for the donkey or for the elephants. And those politics of the kingdom of God are what our lives are governed by, no matter what the result of a presidential election or a senatorial election, or who's elected judge, right? We, church, have work to do. The degree to which we love ourselves, seek care for ourselves, seek respect for ourselves, that is what we should seek for our neighbor. And in doing so, we are fully demonstrating the love of God. Do you see? Opposable thinking. It's loving God and loving neighbor. Well, you might think, well, what's the problem? We've got this. Well, if you only seek to love God, you can get into this checklist Christianity to say, well, I did the things. I showed up to church. I said the prayers. I sang the songs. I'm good. And when I start feeling like I'm not as good, I'll just come to worship again, and then I'll be good again. And meanwhile, your neighbor is hurting right across the street. Meanwhile, you're passing someone who hasn't been housed in 10 years. Who people push away and won't get to know as another fellow human being. You see? It's loving God expressed through the love of neighbor to bring the love of God more clearly into focus so that we can love our neighbor more completely. And it's this two sides of the same coin, cyclical, wonderful sort of thing. Friends, no matter what the results of the election, we're going to be all right. To hear the news sometimes, you think we won't be. If our candidate doesn't get elected, some people act like it's all over. We're moving to Canada or whatever. Don't. We're still one nation under God. We still have work to do to build a more perfect union. We still are a democracy and will be a democracy today, tomorrow, and forevermore. We, the people, have to work to build the type of nation that we want to build, regardless of who is in office. Vote. Vote, 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 vote. We have paused Pastor's Bible study to say how important we feel that it is for you to... What? To... Yeah, encourage your neighbors to vote too. Vote your conscience. Absolutely yes. But on Wednesday, roll up your sleeves and get busy, because we are to feed the hungry and give clothing to those who are naked and give water to the thirsty. We are to visit those who are in prison. We are to work to heal for the healing of those who are sick. We are to provide the same level of care for others as we provide for ourselves. Next week, we're going to look at loving friend and foe and how Jesus doesn't allow us to choose either or. An important message for the Sunday after Election Day. I hope you'll come for the next part of this message, but for now, I'll leave us here. When Jesus saw that the scribe had answered wisely, he said to them, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one else dared ask Jesus any question. Having dropped the mic, all was said that needed to be said. Amen.